This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a somewhat ginormous, I believe, is the technical legal term, lawsuit going on over who gets to control one of the major broadcast networks in this economy, CBS. It's basically a fight between Sherry Redstone, daughter and heir of media magnate Sumner Redstone, who controls the company that owns majority stakes in both Viacom and CBS, and the current chairman of CBS, Les Moonves. Underneath it all, though, once you get past the court filings, is a business reality, especially in one changing as fast as media is and what we watch. Grow or die, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The fight for control of CBS and Viacom is really about how traditional TV and movie companies survive in the age of media behemoths. Porter Bibb is a longtime analyst and investor with Media Tech Capital Partners.
This is one of the great Shakespearean tragedies in the media world, and there aren't going to be any more because there are no more standalone companies left.
That's because those companies have been joining forces to compete with the likes of Netflix and Amazon. Disney, which already has ABC, ESPN, and a huge movie studio, is trying to buy most of 21st Century Fox. AT&T is trying to buy Time Warner, which owns HBO, Warner Brothers, and CNN. CBS has actually been doing pretty well as a standalone network, but says media analyst Tuna Amobi with CFRA.
There's a number of landmark transactions out there that have really increased this urgency for networks and media companies to look for potential tie-ups.
CBS and Viacom were tied up before. After splitting in 2005, they've been negotiating a reunion for months. But things got ugly over who would control the combined company. That wasn't the only stumbling block. Carrie Fields teaches corporate law and ethics at the USC Marshall School of Business.
The problem here is that Viacom doesn't offer any attractiveness to the CBS operations. Simply acquiring these Viacom assets in the state they're in is not helpful.
Those assets include BET, Comedy Central, and MTV, plus the struggling film studio Paramount. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.